Hey, this is the Pete from thepete.com here. Just wanted to post something in my boo stream here via audioboo.com or .fm, I guess it is. Yeah, .fm. It's been weird. It's been a weird couple years for me actually, because last year I moved from Los Angeles with my lovely wife to New York, and I've been an LA person for nearly 15 years, and came here not really sure exactly what to do with myself. I definitely am a writer, always will be. Love telling the stories, and it was just a question of how I was going to do it, what medium, that sort of thing, and if I could find, or I guess when I could find the pay. That's always the fun challenge, is getting somebody to actually pay you to do what you love. But yeah, and then all the while, basically almost since, not quite since I moved to LA, but within a couple of years after getting to LA, I started doing stuff online. I've been online for like, man, like over 10 years, and I've been a blogger for almost, actually, yeah, over 10 years as well. And so, like, fighting the man and fighting, against the whole Bush administration or whatever, and that's, that was, I guess, a heck of a lot easier when it was clear that Bush was a bad guy. But everybody, now that Obama's in control, everybody is sort of laying off and feeling like, hey, Obama's not such a bad guy, and so we should give him time and whatever. It's like, but at this point in the Bush administration, that'd be the George W. Bush administration, I was slamming Bush pretty fast, just because he was an idiot. And this was before 9/11, obviously, and he was an idiot, and he just didn't even know what he was doing back then. And nothing is different here, except for the fact that Obama's not an idiot. He's doing some scary stuff, though. He's just perpetuating a lot of the same Bush administration policies when it comes to the alleged war on terror, although they don't call it that anymore. And now we've got a situation where he's using the same old band-aids to fix our economy as opposed to coming up with actual solutions. I won't go into my idea of what's going on right now, just because it's too involved for my BooCast. Sorry, I don't know why they call it audioboo.fm, but I just like using it because it's such a simple service. Simple is good. But yeah, so there's a lot to blog about regarding Obama and his sort of take on things, and I'm not sure exactly where to begin or where to begin or when to begin. I've been sort of enjoying life a little bit without having the obvious, target of George W. But in the same sense, it means that because Obama doesn't make as many obvious mistakes, I sort of feel like obligated to work a little harder to point out the things that he is making mistakes on or making bad choices on. Because there's a lot out there that's just kind of freaking me out a little bit. I just need to get working on that. So, if you're curious of some of the things I'm talking about, you can definitely Google him on the in the news, because there's plenty to be concerned about, like all this economy stuff. He's got all the same people, or a lot of people who helped create these problems in the first place, working for him, and I don't understand the logic of that. They want to bail out banks as opposed to sticking to free market rules, which would dictate they letting them fail. And if that means letting, people suffer because of the economic failure, well, then we blame the guys who made the mistakes, and we throw them in jail, and we punish them. We don't give them bonuses or give them, bailout money. We let them fail. It just seems like a complete reversal of everything I've ever been taught regarding responsibility. And it makes me mad, because it's like, if I had known this, I would have been a lot more interested in going into banking, because it's like, look, I can make billions of dollars, and then I get to keep it when I screw up and screw the system. It doesn't make any sense. Very, very frustrating stuff. But I'm almost out of time, so I'm gonna sign off. This has been the Pete at thepete.com. Thanks for listening. Woo!